This will be tape number 3 on December 18, 1994. When we learn that message, the journey is wondrous. To further use that which is abundance in service only brings more abundance if you are patient. But things are terrible out here. No. Things are wonderful and beautiful, for man is confronting his evil, and through that confrontation, love, beauty, peace, and glory can evolve. Each pair of eyes will see a picture differently, a circumstance differently. All in life experience is perception. I see your growth in wisdom as my gift for the service I am allowed to give and share, for I, in reality, have nothing else to offer or receive. The things of a given day become negligible, but the interchanges of soul expression and human effort are remembered in the book of life. When you save the very life of one Richard Snell in Arkansas, it will be greater than any gift you could give or receive. Why? Because it will extend an allowance for further service of the person who has focused on truth. It matters not from where he serves. He gives you the opportunity to create a miracle, and one which now resides with evil beings of human bondage. I am asked, quote, but won't freedom from execution only merit him more prison? Yes, in the onset, but prison itself is a perception, and while the physical functions, there is hope for redemption and freedom. When you of God take the reins of your nation and bring truth and revolvement back into constitutional law, then you can set the captured free. Either way, the man in point lives, but you can give joy to your own soul by helping the man. When a brother is slain, a bit of you perishes also, for soul is but one. All I can offer you, Chelas, is love, for that is actually all that I am. Within that love I can teach and preach and guide if you listen. But love is all I have in reality, and through that love you can have everything. Through the seeking and loving only the things of manifestation, you lose everything, for there is no reality in things. There is only reality in mind-soul. For you, in Creator's presence, can create the things better. If, as some proclaim, see me as a 10-foot-tall snake, as Greitz proclaims, it is not me they see. I might well suggest that the one he sees is an interesting beastie indeed. It depends every time on who you allow within. But I am not a 10-foot lizard. I serve only God of light. I am a radiant energy form who, when manifest, most certainly resembles nothing of a snake. I feel the snakes get a bad break, as a matter of fact. Evil brought poison to your place of wonder, not God Creator. God is life, never death, and never pain. The opposing perceptions are manufactured by the adversary of God, who is, after all, a creation of God of light. The adversary is the best teacher around. He is a far better teacher than am I. For he teaches by example of experience and binds you to the physical perception of values. A 100-year tour of duty on a planet in human expression is nothing. Only a course in making choices and growing in wisdom or stupidity, depending on which teacher you attend. The real beast. You ponder, tinker, calculate, deduce, and proclaim this thing or that thing. Computers, numbers, etc. might be the beast of expression. No, none of the above. None of the above. Man manufactures all these things. So know that the beast, by whatever intent, is man. It would be nice to allot to one thing the title and set it apart, but it is simply not so. Mark of the beast. You already bear the mark of the beast from before manifestation. How? Because in every experience you are labeled as a target of the beast. The mark is that which is within soul in intent and action. If you lust, war, demand of things, greed, and on, of the sensing experience, you are really marked, and those senses will be played upon by Satan to pull you into his kingdom of darkness. It is fine. You need to experience and grow. Just remember that each thing you attend or do that is evil, definition, that which pulls you away in any way from your path to God of light, wounds, marks you, no big deal. Humans' whole journey in truth, however, is to seek and finally find the connection which brings him home within his Creator. That requires goodness, according to the laws of God, within the laws of creation. It takes a long, long time of many experiences to grow into that perfection, and therefrom come the Christs of your passage. These beautiful souls within perfection are the example of truth experiencing their own journey into and within perfection. And achievement of that perfection is described, defined state of being, Sananda. Rulers and kings. It is through ignorance that you ask about kings and rulers as relative to God. God is not your king or your ruler. God created you to rule self and have kingship over self. It is up to you if you relinquish your kingdom to Satan or to wisdom of action and intent within the laws of God and the creation. He who sets himself as king over you has done it of his own perception, and you have allowed it. If all mankind acted each in wise goodness, you would have no kings and no evil. Therefore, you are the beast and the mark. The real sorrow of passage is the physical death which interrupts the lessons prior to fulfillment of knowing. For the beast then moves with you, and you can do nothing, say wait for opportunity to again express and grow. If you are always reaching for God, you will find him. If you claim to be reaching for God but are actually expressing in reaching for physical direction, you will not find God at the end of your rainbow. God is the light at the end of the rainbow, not a pot of gold. You too can be the light or the pot, your choice, and forget the gold, for it is a pot full of trap, spelled with a T. Well, I'm not sure about that.
To each his own.
I have a fine example to share. Overton gave gold to me. George Green took that gold and hid it from all, and did, in fact, after stealing my gold, bury it in his backyard. The gold was no longer Dave's, and it certainly was not Green's. It was and is not Eckers, never in point or contention, save through Green. Now we have an impasse which dumps the problem onto the court of injustice. It is assumed that the true one gifted has no right to anything physical, and then likewise, having made a gift, the gifter, somehow, by legal corruption, does not have right to the gold either. How can this be? Is it feasible, really, for the thief to, by law, be allowed to keep the robbed and thieved property? You have come a long, long way from truth and honor, dear ones. Is Green with the ADL? Who cares? He is a crook by any definition. His intent was of greed. His thrust to destroy truth is blatant. Do I detest him? No, I appreciate his lessons and respect him in further appreciation for that which he did do to help us when we needed his help. Gold was simply the test over which Green could not move beyond, no more and no less. It is seen over and over again. The clinging unto the physical things and turning to the dark prince who always pretends and presents as the bright and morning star, never the truth of his scales and slitherings, which binds with a bondage beyond all others. Green is not the worst culprit in this play. He is actually a rather helpless and drowning mouse in his play. He has simply provided for the unleashing of the demons of the ark. The attorneys who did not serve Green, but rather suck him dry, are the worst culprits by far than is Green, who is but trying to save his ego, face, and stuff. This brings us to the best subject of all, attorneys. It has been suggested, quite seriously, that the only way to get back to truth and constitutional justice is to first kill all attorneys. Since that is not really such a good idea, as judges are also attorneys, as are the majority of Congress, and you will lose the battle in court, it behooves you to utilize other tools, like the original 13th Amendment. In the meanwhile, there are jokes to share. It doesn't change the situation, but at least you can laugh on the journey to prison or the poorhouse, whichever is reaped first at their hands.
I like attorneys.
A stranger, arriving in a small New England town, approached the first native he saw and asked, "Have you a criminal lawyer in this town?" "Well," replied the native cautiously, "we think we have, but so far we can't prove it on him." A boat is capsized and all the passengers are eaten by sharks. The only one who isn't eaten is the attorney. When he is picked up by another boat, the crew asks him why he thought the sharks left him alone, to which he replies, "Professional courtesy." A lawyer is a learned gentleman who rescues your estate from your enemies and keeps it for himself. A lawyer is one who gets everything coming to you. Mark Twain. "We have a criminal jury system which is superior to any in the world. Its efficiency is only marred by the difficulty of finding 12 men who don't know anything and can't read." Hatton's comment about that was, "Alas, it has become easy. The only problem now is that you have criminal jurors." Here's a real truth. Be frank and explicit with your lawyer. It is his business to confuse the issue afterwards. Lyndon Johnson. At the swearing-in ceremony of U.S. Attorney General Katzenbach and Deputy Attorney General Clark, I believe that's Ramsey, the president began the ceremony by remarking that in his part of the country there was a saying, "A town that can't support one lawyer can always support two." What's the difference between a lawyer and a vampire bat? One's a blood-sucking parasite and the other's a mouse-like creature with little wings. Don't you wish you'd have done this?
Oh, well.
And a few parting proverbs. It's no accident that all the people one truly despises are called in-laws. Better to be a mouse in the jaws of a cat than in the hands of a lawyer. Virtue down the middle, said the devil as he sat down between two lawyers. Lawyers and painters can soon change white to black. Ignorance of the law does not prevent the losing lawyer from collecting his bill. As well as open an oyster without a knife, as a lawyer's mouth without a fee. Fond of lawsuits, little wealth. Fond of doctors, little health. Judges are lawyers who knew a governor. And the definition of a judge is a lawyer with something on the governor. He who is his own lawyer has a fool for a client. Law is common sense, as modified by the legislature. What a country. Only in America do they lock up the jury at night and let the lawyers go home. Have you ever heard about the ethical lawyer? Neither has anybody else. I know a lawyer who had a real fright last night. He dreamed he was dead, and the heat woke him up. And one last timely point to ponder. I've got good news and bad news. The bad news is the world's going to end on Friday. The good news is there'll be no more lawyers. I wish to thank Art and Phyllis for this foregoing research from First Killer Lawyers and Lawyers from Hell Joke Book. There are, by the way, hundreds more informative tidbits in each. Ah, yes, a holiday message. Remember at each juncture and choice, when you think you have exhausted all the alternatives, you haven't. And when we reach an impasse or a mountain which must be traversed, we shall hang in there until we tunnel through it, fly over it, or can get around it. Sometimes it even requires moving it. And by the way, we certainly can. The greatest thought by which to realize life is that every day God creates and recreates, gives and regives. It is for you to discern the difference and accept both or either. If you are busy creating the way through in light and glory, you won't be so distracted by that which is terminal and illusion. Since we are on a roll, I would like to share something which is more expressive than anything I could conjure regarding Jews, which is not to be confused with Hebrews. It is about Henry Kissinger. And you will be given to see the difference in Jews, Zionists, parasites, and those who think themselves to be Jewish but are not. How can you know? Because this group expelled Henry Kissinger from being a Jew, while Henry Kissinger is the shining example of a Jew. See, it helps to know what you're talking about, or you're going to be had every time. This is shared by a reader, and it comes from that infamous inquiring mind, National Enquirer, October the 26th, 1976. Angry rabbis excommunicate Kissinger. Quote, his behavior as a Jew is unforgivable. Henry Kissinger has been branded an outright traitor by a high court of rabbis, which has angrily booted him out of the Jewish religion under a writ of excommunication. In a blistering condemnation, the court bitterly charged that the Secretary of State's activities posed a clear and present danger to the Jewish people and the Jewish state of Israel. The Supreme Rabbinic Court of America further accused Kissinger of blasphemous behavior, such as ordering ham, which Jews aren't allowed to eat, at an Israeli hotel.
Well, Edie Koenig said that I was blasphemous because I said I was a Vatan. So I don't know.
Showing utter disrespect for sacred Jewish holidays and using a Christian Bible when he was sworn in as Secretary of State. Quote, we heard a lot of dirt about him and found out that it was true, said Rabbi Marvin S. Antleman, chief of the five-man court. The prestigious rabbi explained that the excommunication, quote, completely excludes him, Kissinger, from the Jewish faith. He cannot be admitted as a citizen of Israel under the law of return, which allows any Jew to become an Israeli citizen. A spokesman for the Israeli consulate in New York confirmed, quote, a person excommunicated by an American rabbinical court cannot become an Israeli citizen under the law of return because he is no longer a Jew. Hatton says wrong. He has just proven himself to be a Jew. Rabbi Adelman continued, Kissinger cannot be part of a minyan. A minyan is a group of not less than 10 Jewish men who must be present in a synagogue before worship service can begin. The rabbi added, he cannot be given any synagogue honor or be employed directly or indirectly by any Jewish organization. Hatton says wrong again. He can be given highest honor and be and is directly employed by Jewish organizations. He doesn't give a damn about you, gentlemen. He is one of the highest ranking Jews. He just flunks Hebrewism and Torahism. He serves perfectly the protocols and the Talmud. The court, which announced the excommunication June 20th, spent a year investigating Kissinger and was outraged at what it found. Quote, when Henry Kissinger would go to Israel, he'd stay at the King David Hotel, which is kosher, Rabbi Adelman emphasized, and he would order ham and eggs for breakfast. Why should he do something so insulting to his own people? Hatton says, because they are not his own people. And when Kissinger was first sworn in, he took his oath on a Christian Bible. It is blasphemous, fumed Rabbi Herzl Kranz, spiritual leader of Maryland's Silver Spring Jewish Center, one of the largest and most influential synagogues in America. The newly appointed Kissinger then further angered Jews by calling a meeting of State Department officials on the sacred holiday of Rosh Hashanah. Quote, those Jews who objected privately noted that it was the first time at the State Department that they were forced to work on a high holy day, said Gil Alroy, author of The Kissinger Experience. The most serious charge against Kissinger was that his activities as Secretary of State undermined the security of Israel. The angered rabbis excommunicated Kissinger, even though it is a rare and extreme punishment under Jewish law. Hatton has a comment. He says, has anyone noted Hank's suffering under this penalty? As Rabbi Adelman summed it up, Kissinger's behavior would be bad enough if he weren't Jewish, but as a Jew, it is unforgivable. End of quoting. This doesn't somehow seem like a Christmas message? Oh, I think it is exactly the kind of message you need at Christmas. If you don't get focused on the reality of circumstances, you have no way to go except to the evil drummer beat. When the very leaders of a religion, a people, a race, a creed, and so on, don't know anything about facts, this is what you get. Kissinger is the Jew. The rabbis, or whatever order they think they follow, are not. I told you that the Zionist bastards, I use this term exactly as its definition, have stolen the very heritage and legacy of those who were simply seeking truth. How could they find truth if it was not shown? So, the drifting and the indirection and disbursement of the people of a given location in the Holy Lands has nothing to do with the thieves and robbers, cheats and imposters who chose to call themselves Jews. These ones, in fact, are the first penalized and destroyed at all cost. These are the Pharisees of biblical myth. There are no Christian Jews. There can only be Christ-living people with lineage back to original Hebrews. I remind you that evil does not mind being excommunicated from anything goodly, especially a church who would honor God. When you learn these things, then and only then, can you really discern the meaning of a Christmas message. The message of Christmas is only within the heart through soul. The rest are simply ritual trimmings of a day, certainly not a holy day. I have here a bit of a card sent from someone with a reward offer. It reads, $1,000 reward. I, Hans Steuven, offer to anyone who can find any scripture in the Old or New Testament of the King James Bible that states that the Jews are God's chosen people. Send your claim to the Circle Bible Study, Box 313, Tahoe City, California. About all I can say as comment on this is that I am relieved the reward is not for more than $1,000, or the Bible would be rewritten by evening to include the That is the way the Bible has been handled through the generations from its first compiling. Some truth is in it, but you really have to search for it. I would offer this suggestion as a Christmas message. Let us honor truth, and that of Christ shall take its place. God wins. I myself would, as a host of God, have a message for you. May we walk in light and within love, that we help our brethren into the light of truth in love. We cannot force change upon mankind. Only through the changing of mankind shall harmony and balance be wrought. May we, however, realize the truth of yesterday only being a memory, tomorrow only a hope, and today our only time. The moment at hand is the only fleeting expectation in actuality. The spirit, however, has a past, a present, and a forever, a future. Would you give away all that for the fleeting moment, which is only perception at best? We shall see. Salut, and may you choose God.
Amen. Anybody have any questions?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Go.
I have a question.
This is the demons of the ark. In the writing, it's spelled A-R-C. Could that be the demons of the ark of the covenant?
Yes.
Good. We'll spell it different then.
Very good. Just testing you.
Commander, you talked earlier a little bit about the progress being made on Sipapu. Is there anything else we can be let in on as far as timing, or do you suppose that the gathering will be the first things shot of the movie?
It looks like it may. I don't know how long we can park offshore.
Can
we run out of gas? Just keep circling, Commander.
Pens and beans.
Can we expect to see you in a more physical way sometime before that, or?
I should visit him tonight.
Yes.
You want scales or light?
Light. I'll be there waiting.
Ron's going to finance that movie. He's working with Wally. It's going to work out, kids.
I need to turn it down.